Hello, friends. Denny Pruto here with a lesson on Westminster Shorter Catechism, question and answer 43. What is the sum of the Ten Commandments? The sum of the Ten Commandments is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength, and with all our mind, and our neighbors as ourselves. The sum of the Ten Commandments. How do we wrap up the Ten Commandments as a whole? We wrap up the Ten Commandments as a whole under the category of love. As John says in his first epistle, and this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. The Ten Commandments give us a vehicle through which we are able to display our love for God and our love for individuals who live around us. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." That is, true love for Jesus Christ, true love for God, true love for those who are around us involves the keeping of the Ten Commandments. We just looked at a lesson on the summary of the moral law, that the moral law given to Adam and Eve at first in the garden and through Adam and Eve given to us is summarized in the Ten Commandments. Now, how are we to sum up all that the Ten Commandments involve? All the commandments that fit under each of the categories of each of the Ten Commandments. We turn to the great concept of love. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. The proof text for this piece of the Shorter Catechism is Matthew 22, verses 37 through 40. Listen to these verses as they undergird the teaching of the Catechism. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like to it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Jesus Christ is telling us that everything that is given to us in the law and the prophets is summarized in the Ten Commandments and summarized in this precept to love the Lord your God with all your heart and your neighbor as yourself. I have this little display on the whiteboard. Love God and love your neighbor. And suspended under the precepts to love God and love your neighbor are the two tables of the law. The first table of the law, love God, and the second table of the law, as we understand it, to love your neighbor. And the Lord Jesus Christ adds to this the whole law and the prophets. Why does he add the prophets here? Simply because the prophets in the Old Testament spoke to the people of Israel through the lens of the law of God. In other words, the prophets spoke to their contemporary societies by expounding and applying Moses in their contemporary societies. Moses, the Ten Commandments, and the exposition of the Ten Commandments given by Moses was the standard. And the prophets expounded the Ten Commandments and applied the Ten Commandments to their culture and to their society. And thus we do today. We expound the Old Testament through the lens of the New Testament. And we explain and apply the precepts of the Old Testament to our contemporary culture and apply the precepts of the Old Testament to our contemporary culture using the New Testament. Now, what is love? The Lord Jesus says that we are to love God and to love our neighbor. I really like what W.G.T. Shedd has to say about this. A short and pithy statement. W.G.T. Shedd was a Presbyterian, a Southern Presbyterian, and he was a student of Jonathan Edwards. And W.G.T. Shedd gives us this very striking statement. Love is inclination. And what he means by this is, love is the inclination of the heart and the mind and the soul as it is inclined toward God. In other words, our attitudes are positive toward God, and we embrace God with our whole heart, with our mind and our understanding, with our soul and with all of our strength. We embrace the living God and seek to follow Him. This is the idea of love. And we are to love the Lord our God. The Lord, He is God. And there is no other. Though that many would pretend to serve other gods, it is only Yahweh in the Old Testament, the Lord who is God. And the Lord in the New Testament, of course, is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is Jehovah or Yahweh in the flesh. And you and I are to love the Lord our God. If you love Jesus Christ and confess Him as Lord and believe that He was raised from the dead and that you will be raised from the dead, yes, you will be saved. The great confession of the Christian church is Jesus Christ is Lord. And so you are to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first commandment. And nestled in next to this first commandment is the second. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. This does not mean that you need to learn to love yourself. This is a perversion of the words of the Lord Jesus. We already love ourselves too much. We are too self-centered, too preoccupied with self, too preoccupied with our own interests and our own desires. We need to be preoccupied with the interests and desires of God and the interests and desires of others who are around us. And what Jesus is saying to you and to me is we need to love others at least as much as we love ourselves. We need to be occupied with the interests of others at least as much as we are occupied with the interests of ourselves. We need to put away so much self-interest and put away so much of our self-centeredness and be centered more upon others. This is what the Lord Jesus is telling us. And He's telling us on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. In other words, from these two precepts, to love God with all that's within you and to love your neighbor with all that's within you is to understand properly the moral law of God and the teaching of the prophets of God in the Old Testament. The whole law and the prophets are suspended from these two great commandments. Now, how is it that you come to love God with your whole heart and love your neighbor as yourself? You must be born again. You must be given a new heart. The inclination of your heart, the attitudes of your heart must be changed because our inclinations and our attitudes are too much turned away from God. And God must change our attitudes and our inclinations and point them toward Him. It's like taking an old rusty switch within us and cranking it and turning it and switching it over to a new connection. And the connection is God. And the connection is the love of God. And when that connection is made, it makes all the difference in the world in how we live. Your attitudes toward others are changed, and your attitude toward God is changed. You no longer look down at God and look down at others as though you were superior to them in some way, but you look up to God and understand that He is your Creator and that He is the one who in a loving way placed you in this world, and you respond to Him by following Him, and you look down, not down to others, but look up to others and seek to assist them and to serve them, and thus you follow the precepts of love before God and before your neighbor. And so take to heart the command of God to love Him first of all and to love your neighbor in like manner. Thanks for listening.